Hope to see you next week at the CAA World Congress of Sports. I'll be getting into Los Angeles early, so if you're around, I'd love to say hello. And if you're at the conference, please come up and tell me you're a BuzzCast listener. Register now on our website. We should have record attendance. Opening day continues around MLB for a number of teams. I'm watching to see if the Boston Red Sox fail to sell out opening day today, which would have been unfathomable when I was growing up in Vermont. As of Friday, the Boston Globe reported that there were more than 3,000 tickets remaining for the Red Sox home opener today, and a week later for a Tuesday evening game against the Guardians, more than 36% of Fenway Park's capacity was still available. So the Red Sox have some work to do to convince the fans to fill Fenway Park. And this is your Morning BuzzCast for Tuesday, April 9th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the BuzzCast. Congratulations to the University of Connecticut's men's basketball team. They beat Purdue last night in the title game to become the first repeat champions since Florida in 2006 and 2007. That was under Billy Donovan. This is under Danny Hurley. Congratulations to Val Ackerman and the Big East for having back-to-back men's champs. You know, I enjoyed the game. I also enjoyed the pregame shows last night on both ESPN and Turner Sports. Great talent all around. Fun fact is that Arizona coach Bobby Hurley, the brother of Danny Hurley, doesn't eat on game days. No, he fasts. And it was a pretty interesting and fun back and forth with Charles Barkley when he talked about that. And I'll say it now, Monday's men's game will not top the viewership from the women's game on Sunday, because all Monday afternoon, my phone was buzzing with people trying to predict the viewership audience for the South Carolina-Iowa women's basketball title game. Most were in that 17 to 21 million viewer range, and the number delivered, as ABC ESPN drew 18.7 million viewers for Sunday's game, easily a record for any women's basketball game. It's higher than every men's championship game dating back to 2019 on CBS. It's also better than every NBA Finals game dating back to 2017. Now, for other context, it's better than every Kentucky Derby dating back to 1983. It's better than every final round of the Masters dating back to 2001. So this all puts in context how strong these numbers are. And while no doubt this year's tournament may be an outlier, there is clear viewership interest, and it continues to grow across women's sports. So this is a foundational movement for viewership in women's sports. And it also leads to my discussion Saturday afternoon when my buddy Marcus insisted all the sports betting on the women's final game would drive viewership, and this year's Final Four led to records on betting on women's sports. Sunday's final was the most bet women's college basketball game of all time at multiple major sports books, with BetMGM, DraftKings, and FanDuel also confirming it was their most bet women's sporting event of all time. So the records continue, but it's clear more people bet on the game and more people wanted to watch the outcome of the game, driving viewership. So we'll have more on college basketball numbers throughout this week, but you're seeing one record break after another. You know, we talked on the BuzzCast about groundbreaking of the new U.S. Soccer Federation headquarters outside of Atlanta. It took place on Monday. And we also learned the facility will be named the Arthur M. Blank National Training Center. A great tribute to him. The headquarters will be constructed in Fayette County. It's just outside of Atlanta. They have a lot of land there. It's very accessible. The building will cost about $200 million, and $50 million of that was donated as a pledge from Arthur Blank. So again, a great tribute to Arthur Blank, who will also be named SBJ's Lifetime Achievement Award honoree in May. You know, there are a number of names in the news that I want you to be aware of. Here is a name to continue to follow: Keith Pelley. He is the new CEO of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. He began his role last week. He took the job a couple of months ago, but finally got to Toronto just last week. And we all know Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment is one of the largest and most important sports companies in all of North America. And now with Keith Pelley at the helm, it has a very high-profile, pretty charismatic leader that it last had under Tim Leiwicki. Remember, Tim Leiwicki left MLSE in 2015, but Tim made a lot of change. As CEO, Keith Pelley can do the same thing. It is a big job. He oversees the Maple Leafs, the Raptors, the Argos, Toronto FC, and the local AHL club. So like I said, it's a big job. He has to get the Leafs and the Raptors to play better. There is speculation you could see shift in ownership as MLSE is owned by rivals, telecom rivals, Rogers Communications and Bell Corp. They equally share about a 75% stake in the organization. MLSE chair Larry Tannenbaum, one of the most respected leaders in sports, owns 20%. So there could be some changes because the telecom partners have the right to buy out Tannenbaum by 2026. Pelley will be visible. He'll have to report to a very, some would say, splintered board. But I expect Pelley to continue to try and grow and expand Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment globally, similar to what Fenway Sports Group has done. And so he has a big canvas, a big job. So you'll hear the name Keith Pelley more and more. Longtime sports business analyst Darren Revelle is launching a new business. He is the founder of Collect, which is a media brand launching this week focused solely on the collectibles and memorabilia business. The collectible business is hot. We hear Michael Rubin talk about it a lot at Fanatics. There is more and more energy around that space. Darren Revelle launching this new media brand that tries to fill that void of news and information around collectibles and memorabilia. The company has raised $4 million from investment groups that include owners of more than 20 pro teams across various leagues. So the platform, it's CLLCT.com, called Collect, will offer daily coverage of articles, newsletters, podcasts, and digital shows. So Darren Revelle, looking to bring journalism to the collectible and memorabilia business. A couple of other names in the news. Well-known sports business executive Brian LaFemina has joined private equity firm Arctos as an operating partner. So in that role, he'll assist in looking at opportunities and he'll advise Arctos's portfolio business. He'll be based in the New York area. LaFemina has more than three decades of experience in sports business. He was most recently at LA 28. And finally, a hat tip to a good one. Pacers owner Herb Simon, one of the most respected owners in sports, has been named to the Basketball Hall of Fame 41 years after he and his brother Melvin bought the team. Now, Herb Simon is 89 years old. He's the longest tenured owner in the NBA. No, the Pacers have never won an NBA title. But under his ownership, the team has been one of the most consistently successful franchises in the NBA. He has great respect from fellow owners and NBA commissioner Adam Silver. You saw all the love towards Herb Simon this year at the All-Star Game in Indianapolis. Simon will be celebrated during this year's Hall of Fame enshrinement festivities in August in Springfield, Mass. And finally, our newest conference is called Force, SBJ and Leaders in Sports, created Force to address the industry trend of sports organizations collaborating in new markets to find new fans and new revenue. I'm talking about music, fashion, film, television, pop culture. Again, we're seeing a lot of connection between sports and all areas of pop culture. We'll talk about all of that at Force. It'll be May 21st and 22nd in New York, right around the Sports Business Awards. So you can find the speakers and agenda on our website. I look forward to seeing you there. Let me know if you have any questions about Force. And that is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, April 9th. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you on Wednesday.